It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant. And I do mean a different slant on Veterans Day. Today is truly a day you should thank those you know to be veterans for their service and their protection of your freedom. So I mean them no disrespect when I point out some odd things in our military history. Events that, if they had turned out differently, might have us all speaking another language, or at least with another accent. In the Civil War, the Union commander George McClellan was extremely frustrated that he could not locate General Lee and the Confederate forces who were at that point hiding in the Maryland countryside. Unfortunately for the Confederacy, Union Corporal Barton Mitchell was poking around a recently vacated Confederate camp, and he came across three fancy cigars wrapped in a sealed document. It was Special Order 191 for the dispensation and movement of Lee's forces. Mitchell immediately realized he had an unbelievable intelligence find on his hand and hustled it up the chain to McClellan. Based on the letter, McClellan was able to engage Lee at Antietam. The battle was a military draw, but it caused Lee to abandon his attempt to convince Maryland to join the Confederacy and emboldened Lincoln to issue the Emancipation Proclamation. Closer to home is the Marin Ship Boatyard. In the midst of World War II, the government was desperate for new ships. What are the odds that a construction titan and an ideal spot for a boatyard would be located in the same Pacific Bay area? The Bechtel Company identified the Northwestern Pacific Rail Yard in Sausalito as an ideal spot for a shipyard. And 90 days later, the first ship keel was laid. These Liberty ships turned out to be critical in winning the war. A would-be assassin fired five shots at Franklin Roosevelt in Miami, Florida, just 3 weeks before FDR was to be sworn in as president. FDR and his wife, Eleanor, were the glue that held the country together through the Depression and World War II. And the president came very close to not being there. It was dark and rainy that fateful day in Dallas, and the decision was almost made to put the dome over President Kennedy's limousine. Had the dome been on the car, Oswald would not have had a clear shot, and Kennedy would probably not have been assassinated. This is significant in that Kennedy had made comments before his death regarding his doubts about the domino theory that locked the United States into Vietnam, and he may well have withdrawn troops from the country much earlier. After the assassination, his successor, Lyndon Johnson, made it clear he would not be the first American president to lose a war, and the rest is history. One other oddity about Vietnam: the common perception is that the protests of the then youth of America brought about the end of the war. According to Gallup polls at that time, young people were far more likely to support the war, and it was the over 50 crowd who opposed the war more than anyone. And my parting shot? What if the Alamo defenders had been captured instead of killed? Perhaps Texas might have remained part of Mexico, and the United States would not have annexed it. Thus, George W. Bush might have been the president of Mexico. So hug a veteran today and resolve to live hard, because you never know when one of these oddities is going to change the world as we know it. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.